So it's interesting, this last Gemara talks about the minhag to drink wine in a base oval. So this is also something that we've talked about so many times, right? A very, very big misnomer. People think an oval's not allowed to eat meat, an oval's not allowed to drink wine. It's not true. An oval's allowed to drink wine. Not only is an oval allowed to drink wine, but this was a braisa that says, Asara koisis tiknu chachamim base oval. There was even a time that they added additional, and they took that number from 10, and they made it 14. Really, the makar to this minig is a Gemara. It's a Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Samachay, Amir Aleph. The Gemara says, Amir Abchanin, Lo Nivra Yayin, Elo Lenachem Avelim. The reason Ebishta created wine was for Nichem Avelim. Also, L'shalim Schar L'Risham, Shenemar, Tenu Shecher L'Oived, V'Yayin L'Mari Nefesh. As if to say, the primary purpose of wine is lavelim. So not only is it okay for an oval to drink wine, that is the tachlis of yayin. The Eivishta created a mitzias in this world where a person can elevate his spirits a little bit so that he'll have a little bit of respite from the terrible tzar that he's in. And that is yayin. And yayin is something that can move a person physically, also moves a person spiritually, zoychalu moidu, lalameit ki yadua, but there's so many different Milois that Yayin has, but the real tachlis of Yayin is like Nivra Yayin Elo Lenachem Avelim, and it's a pasuk Tnu Shecher LaOved VYayin LaMari Nefesh. We've mentioned many times over the years that the Hilchos Chasam Sofer said that Nadav and Avihu. So one of the reasons Chazal say that they died prematurely on the Yom HaKamas HaMishkan is because they entered the Beis HaMikdash Shtuye Yayin. And L'doyrois is a parish in the Torah in Parsha Shmini that if somebody does the avoid in a state of Shtuye Yayin, he's going to be Chay of Miso. So the Chasam Sofer said that why is it so terrible? Why is it so chamor for a person to do the avoid in a state of Shtuye Yayin? He says, because what's the idea of Yayin? V'nivvi Yayin Elan Achim Avelim. It's through Sheikh L'oived V'yayin L'mari Nefesh. He said, sometimes a person feels down. So he needs to lift himself up a little bit. So he has a little bit of wine, a little bit of whiskey, and that's something that naturally could loosen a person up. It can give him a little bit of a breather of something that's weighing on him. But Tzedek Sam Soivi, the tachlis of Yayin is, a person is an oyved, he's a mari nefesh. He needs to lift himself up a little bit. So to get himself into a better mood, he drinks a little bit of Yayin. He said, a yid that's walking into the Beis HaMikdash, he's about to do the avoida. He's walking into the place that's Mesois Kol Haaretz. And he says, you know what? I'm not feeling the avoida today. So before I do the avoida, let me take a shot of whiskey. So like this, I'll be in a better place. And like this, I'll loosen myself up a little bit and I'll be able to come to a good place. Beruchnius, begashmius, like this, I'll be able to do the avoida. Says the Chasam Sofer, that person who needs the yayin to put himself in the mood to do the avoida, does he the avoida itself. And the ruchnius and the dveikis that he felt when he entered the Beis HaMikdash wasn't enough. That's the word, that's zilzul in the avoida on the highest level. Because really, the Beis HaMikdash himself, the avoida itself, is the greatest source of simcha. And there's nothing that can lift a person spiritually more than going to the Beis HaMikdash. And the kohen that felt that he needed to drink a little bit of yayin, he felt like an oyved and a mari nefesh as he's walking into the Beis HaMikdash, and somehow the avoida itself wasn't able to address that issue. For that is Chayiv Misa B'dei Shamayim. He says Dvarim Neflam. He explains the whole parasha of Nadav and Avihu based on this idea.